This would be the Art Drysdale vignette. Poems, Geraniums, Foxglove, and Petunia. 3, 2, 1. Here are more short verses about common garden flowers. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. One on geraniums right after this. 3, 2, 1. Geraniums' leaves are dusty. Their faces and hair are red. They live in jars or old tin cans or any garden bed. They are not so very precious and not so very rare, but I love them because they are honest, they are common, and they don't care. Over the years, when I've suggested planting geraniums for a particular location, often folks said that they're too common. Well, apparently they were considered that even half a century ago. But today we have several new types of geraniums, such as the balcons, that are quite different and anything but common. Here's a poem on the foxglove. The foxglove in the garden is very, very sly. She always looks at the earth below, not at the passer-by. But I will tell her secret, known only to the birds and trees. When no one is near, with her spotted lips, she eats the bumblebees. A few lines of poetry such as this make you think about the poet's subject. For example, with the foxglove, in your mind you quickly check to see just how many flowers of the foxglove are arranged on the plant stem. And finally now, one about the now ever so common petunia. Petunia, ruffled skirts a swirl, seems like a sweet old-fashioned girl. She's not, she's nothing but a flirt. I wouldn't say a thing to hurt the reputation of a flower, but if you watch her, hour by hour, with hummingbirds, you'll see her play kissing games all through the day. And then, when you're not in sight, she kisses lunar moths at night. I'm Art Drysdale.